This is Will's Band of the Week for July 3rd, 2016. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and I'm all alone in Fourth Bedroom Studios. We had very little time to record a podcast this week, so I wanted to make sure that the listeners got their $0 worth. It's a very important priority that we have. So, I've got two good, interesting bands to tell you about, so it's going to be kind of a short one. And there might be music news, but if there is, it happened after I recorded this. So we might be behind on our music news. So hopefully next week we can get caught up on all of the exciting things that undoubtedly will have happened. So the first band I'm going to tell you about is called Big Thief. And this is a band from Brooklyn, of all places. I always feel a little bit, you know, I don't know. So there's something about Brooklyn being like a cliche because so many bands, you know, indie rock bands are based in Brooklyn. But you know what? It's just a fact. They have a really great music scene, at least from the perspective of an outsider. I'm not sure what it would be like if you lived there. Maybe there are just so many bands that, you know, it feels like, I don't know, overcrowded with bands. I'm not sure. But anyway, another good band from Brooklyn, Big Thief. They are fronted by a woman named Adrienne Lenker. And I think it kind of sounds like something that could be, you know, just better than average singer-songwriter stuff, but then they make it into a full band and it makes it much better and really pretty solid album. So let's start with a track. This is track 3 called Vegas. Big Thief. The album is called Masterpiece. So I'm guessing that they have already become very sick of the question that they will be asked in every interview, which is, well, does your album live up to its name? Is it really a masterpiece? You know, they're probably sick of that by now. So I guess that's just a natural consequence if you're going to call your album a masterpiece. Anyway, that's a good one, I think. Here's another good one. It's called Real Love.
Having a bad week, let me touch your cheek. I will always love you. Having your face hit, having your lips split by the one who loves you. Real love, real love, real love makes your lungs burn. Real love is a hard attack. Showing your mother to
That's Big Thief, and I think I've said about all I can say about it, so I'm just going to play one more track. The album is called Masterpiece, and here's another track called Paul.
Oh, the last time I saw Paul, that was horrible and almost let him in. But I stopped and caught the wall, and my mouth got dry, so all I did was taken for a spin. Yeah, we hopped inside my car, and I drove in circles round the freight train yard. And he turned.
Okay, there's a sampling. Big Thief. The album is called Masterpiece. Check it out. All right, I've got one more, and I'm going to have a naming convention for this week's podcast. We just talked about Big Thief. Now I'm going to talk about Big Deal. So I don't know, maybe this is going to cause terrible confusion now because people won't remember the difference between the two. Although they're very different sounding, so I think you can sort it out. So Big Deal is a very interesting band, I think. They're on their at least second full-length album now, and this is the first one I've heard, and I think they're very interesting because they're sort of part 90s alternative rock and part more shoegazy pop, and I like the shoegazier stuff a little more, but overall, it's pretty solid. And I'll talk a little bit more about it. This is Big Deal, and the album is called Say Yes. We're going to start with the title track. That's a pop hit, isn't it? I think it should be. Big Deal, the title track, Say Yes. So this is a band based in London, and it's basically two main members. There's a guy named Casey Underwood, who is from California, and a woman named Alice Costello from London. And apparently, he was an exchange student, or, doing a semester abroad program or something, and he went to London, and you met her, and they formed this band. So, kind of cool. Let's play another track. This is track 4, which is called Saccharin.
Marry me, I'll be all you need.
big deal. It's nothing that hasn't been done before, but I think it really hits a sweet spot. Some of the album is more kind of bombastic 90s rock, which I don't like quite as much, but the shoegazier stuff I really think is great. So here's another one of those moody ones. It's track 6, Veronica. I didn't even want to turn that off. I think that's just a great example of doing the male-female vocal thing really well. They trade the verses, and then they do the singing in unison. Just great. Big deal. The album is called Say Yes. All right, we've come to the conclusion of my abbreviated podcast. I think we'll be back with a full episode next week. We've got a couple on deck, and they'll be good, as usual. We only present things that are good. Well, usually. Mostly. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.